Divine Office, Sunday Morning Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lo, the dim shadows of the night are waning, radiantly glowing with the dawn returning, fervent in spirit to the mighty Father, pray we devout. So shall our Maker of His great compassion banish all sickness, kindly health bestowing, and may He grant us of a Father's goodness mansions in heaven. This may He grant us, God forever blessed, Father eternal, Son and Holy Spirit, whose mighty glory is through creation ever resounding. Amen.
The right hand of the Lord has shown its power. The right hand of the Lord has raised me up.
The right hand of the Lord has shown its power. The right hand of the Lord has raised me up.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His love endures forever.
Let the sons of Israel say, His love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever.
I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them.
I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount His deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light.
Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God. I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Lord God, you have given us the great day of rejoicing. Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone of the church, our spiritual home. Shed upon your church the rays of your glory, that it may be seen as the gate of salvation open to all nations. Let cries of joy and exaltation ring out from its tents to celebrate the wonder of Christ's resurrection.
The right hand of the Lord has shown its power. The right hand of the Lord has raised me up.
Let us sing the hymn of the three young men, which they sang in the fiery furnace, giving praise to God.
Let us sing the hymn of the three young men, which they sang in the fiery furnace, giving praise to God.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us sing the hymn of the three young men, which they sang in the fiery furnace, giving praise to God.
Praise the Lord in his heavenly power.
Praise the Lord in his heavenly power.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth and of all created things, you make your just ones holy, and you justify sinners who confess your name. Hear us as we humbly pray to you. Give us eternal joy with your saints.
Praise the Lord in his heavenly power.
A reading from the book of Nehemiah. Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, and do not weep, for today is holy to our Lord. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You were wounded for our offenses.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Our Lord Jesus Christ abolished death, and through the Gospels, he revealed eternal life.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ abolished death, and through the Gospels, he revealed eternal life. Let us pray. Let us give glory to God, whose kindness knows no limit, through Jesus Christ, who lives forever, to intercede for us. Let us pray.
Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
God of mercy, let today be a day rich in good works,
a day of generosity to all we meet. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
From the waters of the flood you saved Noah through the ark.
From the waters of baptism raise up to new life those under instruction. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
May we live not by bread only,
but by every word falling from your lips. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
Help us to do away with all dissension,
so that we may rejoice in your gifts of peace and love. Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
We pause now to pray, to express our own needs and those of our community.
Kindle in our hearts the fire of your love.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.